All right, good morning. Today's daf is Arachin daf Tezayin. We left off on Tezvav Amud Beis toward the bottom of the Yama. Today we are going to focus really on two topics. The first topic is going to be the topic of Lashon Hara. We're going to get into what exactly constitutes Lashon Hara, perhaps some exceptions to the Isser of speaking Lashon Hara, certain instances where it may be mutter to convey the Lashon Hara. We'll see then the limitation on those instances. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to talk a lot about the mitzvah of Tochacha, about the mitzvah of being mochiach, of rebuking somebody who you see doing an Avera, how exactly to do the rebuke, when exactly to do the rebuke, until when to do the rebuke. So we'll see a lot of that. That'll take us until the bottom of Tezayin Amud Beis, God willing. So we left off again. Tes Vav Amud Beis, it is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines from the bottom. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Landerer very, very much for his continued sponsorship and support of the shiur and our shul. So we left off 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. We are at the second to last word on the line, Amar Rabbi Chama. The first word on that line is Mafka. So let's pick up from here. So Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Mai Dichsev, Mavis V'chayim B'yad HaLashon. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk that both life and death are at the hands of the tongue? V'chiyesh Yad L'Lashon. It's a very strange terminology. It says B'yad HaLashon, but a tongue obviously doesn't have a hand. So Lama L'cha, Mai Yad M'misa, Af L'Lashon M'misa. It's to, you know, describe to us basically the effect that Lashon Hara can have. Just like a hand can kill. Obviously, if you engage in hand-to-hand combat or if you're fighting with somebody, you could kill somebody. So too, Lashon, you could kill somebody through your tongue. Says the Gemara, Ima Yad Einam Amisa Ela Besamachla, Av Lashon Einam Amisa Ela Besamachla. In that case, I might think that just like by hand, you can only kill somebody if you're in direct hand-to-hand combat, so too, with your tongue, you're only able to kill somebody if you're in very close proximity. Tamalomar chetz shachut l'shonam. Therefore, it says chetz shachut l'shonam, that basically the tongue is like an arrow and it has the ability to kill even from a great distance. Because obviously your words can harm somebody, whether you're close to the person or not. Says the Gemara then, ima chetz ad arbom v'chamishim amma, af loshon ad arbom v'chamishim amma. The Gemara, for some reason, is being very literal and is saying, oh, well, if the tongue is compared to an arrow, maybe just like an arrow could kill from a distance of 40 or 50 amos, so too a tongue can only kill from the distance of 40 to 50 amos. So tamalomar shatu b'shamayim p'em, that their mouth is set in the sky, l'shonam tahalech ba'aretz, and their tongue drags on the ground. So it says that, so obviously what that means is that your tongue can have an effect on something, even if it is not in close proximity, even if it's not anywhere near the subject of the person, the subject of whom you're speaking about, still the tongue has the tremendous ability to do damage. Says the Gemara now, v'chmiachar d'chsiv shatu b'mayim p'em. Now that we know that the tongue can harm, even if you're in the sky, the tongue can harm down on the earth and vice versa. So we see already that the tongue can harm across very great distances. Chetz shachut l'shonam lamali. Why do we need the pasuk then of chetz shachut l'shonam? So akamash v'lan dekotel chetz, because what we see is that it kills like an arrow. Well, now that we have the pasuk of chet shachut l'shonam, which teaches me that the tongue can kill even at great distance, why do I need the pasuk of mavas v'chaim v'yad alashon? Isn't it obvious that the tongue can kill in close proximity? Says the Gemara, l'chad rava, d'yamar rava, d'boi chayim b'lishnei. It's to teach me the halacha of Rava, that Rava says if a person wants life, he can choose with his tongue. In other words, that he could be Osek B'Torah, and he could do good things with his mouth, with his speech. The Boyimisa Balishne, and a person who chooses death can also choose death with his tongue, i.e., he'll do Averus with his tongue. He'll speak great Lashon Hara with his tongue. Says the Gemara now, what exactly is Lashon Hara? Sahechidami Lishna Bisha. What is Lashon Hara? The Gemara gives an example. And the Gemara says that Amar Rabba, so Rabba says that it is kagon the Amar Ikanura Beplanya, that he says that there is a fire in somebody's house. Rashi points out to Mashma Asherhu, it's Mashma that he's a very rich man. And he's always running a fire in order to cook things. This is obviously in a time when people didn't run a fire 24-7, but this guy runs a fire in his house 24-7. Says the Gemara, that's Lashon Hara. In that case, we're all in trouble, because that sounds like a factual statement. Zomer Le'abaya, Maika Ovid, Gili Milsa Ba'almahu. He's not speaking ill of the other person. The person asked, where can I find the fire? And he said, you could always find the fire in Yankel's house, because he's always cooking. That's not disparaging, says the Gemara. Ella demafik bolish nabishna. No, you're saying it in a pejorative way. The amar hecha mishkachas nura ella beplanya. In other words, you're asked, where can I find the fire? And you answer not, oh, factually there's a fire in Yankel's house, but where can I find the fire? Oh, it can only be in Yaakov's house, the Ika Bisra Vakavri, because he's always cooking fish and meat. So you're saying it in a very, pejorative way. So, or not in a very pejorative way, you're saying it in a way that can be construed in a pejorative manner, is the better way to put it. So says the Gemara Navaiter, Amar Rabba, Ko Milsa, de Misamri Ba'api Mara, Lesla Mishum Lishnabisha. Anything that you would say in front of the master, meaning in front of the subject of the statement, there is no halacha of Lashon Hara. So says the Gemara, really? So Amar Lei, Kolshkein Chutzpah V'lish Nabisha. What are you talking about? If you go and disparage your friend in front of your friend, does that mean that it's not Lashon Hara? No, that means that you're saying Lashon Hara about your friend, and it's a tremendous chutzpah to him that you're going and speaking ill of him right to his face. So says the Gemara, no, so Amar Lei, Ana K'Rav Yosi Sfirali. I all like Rav Yosi. Why? Rav Yosi said, Yama Rav Yosi, mi yame lo amarti dover v'chazarti la'achorai. I never said something, said Rav Yosi, and had to turn around to see who was there. And what does that mean? So Rashi explains, last Rashi on the page, v'chazarti la'achorai, liros mi yame la'achorai, to see you standing behind me, sha'af b'fnei abaylam ani omra. Because I would say exactly what I said, even in front of the subject. Alma lavlish nabisha chashiva. Therefore, it's not that he was disparaging the guy, but he would have disparaged him in his face because he's a mechutzav. No, what it means is he was saying statements that he did not intend as lashon hara. Vaharaya, he would have said exactly the same statement in his front of his face. So, in other words, we're talking here. It already appears from Rashi, and we'll see a Tosfos that says this way in a minute. That we're talking here about a statement that is not disparaging in its nature. It at worst is ambiguous. It could be construed positively, it could be construed negatively. From the fact that the guy is willing to make the statement in front of the subject of the statement without any embarrassment, it shows that he didn't intend it negatively. Because had he intended it negatively, he would have presumably been embarrassed. Lashanacha, Rashi says, Shimbo abalim v'yomru loma marta kein lo chazarti bi. When it says lo chazarti lachorai, it doesn't literally mean, oh, I said whatever I wanted without having to look behind my shoulder. What it means is that if I said what I said, if the subject of my speech would ever come to me and say, why do you say that about me? I would never have to stammer and make any excuses as to why I said what I said. Lomar lo amarti el b'fneim odisi. I would happily admit what I said in front of him, because even if it was a statement that could have been taken ambiguously, I did not mean anything bad by it. Now says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabba Baravuna, kol milsa de misamri ba'petzlasa. Anything that is said in front of three people, less la mishum lishna bisha, then there is no halacha of lashon hara. Why? My time, chavra islay, v'chavra de chavra islay. Because it's bound to get out anyway. So Rashi explains, when it says the misamri ba'peit losa, top Rashi on the page, on Tez Zayin Abed Aleph, it says, shabaylam amruah b'fnei gimel, that if the person says lashon hara in front of three people, hamagala osa, somebody who then spreads that word, ain't a lashon hara, she's a gila tchila daito, because it's not lashon hara. In other words, if Reuven says something bad in front of Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, then if Yisachar goes and repeats it, it's not a problem, because Reuven said what he said. He made his comment in front of three people, and he knew that he was going to get out. Shemagala osa, ain't a choshesh, the made the other, the sofa ligalos, the chavra chavra. So it's obvious that it's going to get out anyway, so there is no problem. So this halacha of Kol Milsa de Mesamri Ba'pei Tlosa happened to have gotten a lot of play in the Chafetz Chaim and the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, because it's a very strange halacha. So on its face, what it means is that if you hear Lashon Hara that's spoken in public, there's no problem going and spreading that Lashon Hara. Why in the world should that halacha be true? So if you look in Tosfos over here, it's back on Tezvav on the Beis. It's the second to last Tosfos on the page. Kol Milsa de Misamri Bape Tlasa Les Ba Mishum Lishna Bisha. So Tosfos learns that the whole Gemara here is a continuation. So he said, what does Lashon Hara mean? Lashon Hara is when you say Ikanura Be Planya. Really? I thought that's a factual statement. No, you say it in a way that's sort of ambiguous. And then we have Rav Yossi's statement, who says that I never said anything that I was embarrassed that I said, because even though what I said may have been couched in an ambiguous manner, from the fact that I would have repeated it even in front of the subject, it's obvious that I didn't intend to disparage him. Then the Gemara says, Kol Milsa de Mesamri Ba'pei Tlosa Les Ba Mishum Lishna Bisha. And Tosfa says that's a continuation. Perish Kegon Ki Ay Gavna De Nura Be Planya De Ika Lamishma De Lo Amra Mishum Lishna Bisha. What are you allowed to repeat if it's said in front of three people? You're allowed to repeat an ambiguous statement of, oh, there's a fire in such and such's house, because that's not obvious Lashon Hara. But says Tosfos, Aval Imu Omer Dover Kantor Al Chavero, if you say something that's flat out disparaging about your friend, Afilo Ya Omra Befanov Isbe Mishom Lishna Bisha, certainly even if you say it to his face, or even if you say it in front of three people, there's definitely an Isser of Lashon Hara. That's Tosfos Ashita, who holds that this whole mimer in the Gemara is really only talking, it's not talking about real Lashon Hara, it's talking about a phrase that could be interpreted one way or another, and from the fact that you said it in front of three people, it's obvious that you didn't intend it in a disparaging way. So that's the Chafetz Chaim's preferred approach. There is an approach of the Rambam, which the Chafetz Chaim has to deal with, because the Rambam apparently holds that this statement in the Gemara applies even if it's real Lashon Hara that's told. In other words, if a guy says Lashon Hara in front of three people, any of those three people are allowed to go repeat it, even though the guy who said it initially did a bad avera by saying the Lashon Hara. Because the Rambam is learning that what was spoken here is real Lashon Hara. So the Chafetz Chaim says, oh, even according to the Shita of the Rambam, there are a bunch of qualifications here which basically make it impossible to rely on this heter. So first of all, he says that anybody who hears it can't relate the Lashon Hara to the victim. So you can't go to the subject and say, oh, do you know what Reuven said about you in front of three people? Because that causes him too much anguish. Then, secondly, if the person who said the Lashon Hara was a coward, so he said, I'm going to tell you some good gossip about so-and-so, but do me a favor, don't repeat it, then you're not allowed to repeat it. Why? Because what did Rashi said? Rashi said, the Gemara said, the reason that it's not Lashon Hara is because you assume, chavra chavra esle, b'chavra d'chavra chavra esle, you assume it's going to get out. But if the guy who said Lashon Hara said explicitly, don't repeat it, and he was able to rely on the fact that it wouldn't be repeated, then it's obvious that he never intended it to get out. Number three, the Chafetz Chaim says only one of the three people who heard the Lashon Hara initially are allowed to repeat it. And it can only be repeated in the same location, just to make sure that the rumor doesn't spread like from one town to the next. And then number five, when you're repeating the Lashon Hara, you can't change any detail. You have to repeat it exactly the way you heard it. So it comes out, the Chafetz Chaim says, even at the conclusion of this piece in Shmiras HaLashon, that it's impossible to fulfill all of these qualifications here to the Rambam Shita. So obviously, don't hold like the Rambam. You should paskin like Tosfos, that when we say that you're allowed to repeat Lashon Hara, which is said in front of three people, doesn't really mean Lashon Hara. It means the type of ambiguous statement that we saw earlier in the Gemara. Okay, now let's go weiter. So says the Gemara, it's four lines down from the top onto Zayin Amid Aleph. Kiyosa Rav Dimi, now we're going to talk a little bit about Avak Lashon Hara, which is not real Lashon Hara, but like one step removed. Kiyosa Rav Dimi, Amar, Mai Dechsev, Mavorech Reu, Bekol Gadol, Baboker, Hashkem, Klala, Techashev, Lo. We have a reference to both Bracha and Klala. Kagon Demikla, Lo Shpiza, Vitarchu Kamei, Shapir. If you, let's say you go and you go to an inn, and the innkeeper is Toreach for you, and he treats you very, very well. Lamachar, nafik yasa b'shuka. The next day, you're going to go and sit in the shuk. V'yama rachmona nevarchi lepani adatarach kamai. And you're going to make a comment to the effect that, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless this innkeeper because he was tareach so much for me. V'shamina ninshi vazlinan vansinan lei. And people are going to hear, and they're going to go take advantage of the, of the innkeeper. And basically, says Rashi, they're going to keep shacking up by him. They're going to keep lodging by him until they cause him to run out of money. So in other words, you didn't intend badly with what you're saying, but you said something that you knew was going to have the effect of people trying to take advantage of the guy. Therefore, that's avak lashon hara. You shouldn't say it. Another halacha, Satani Ravdimi Achved Rav Safra. So Ravdimi Achved Rav Safra says, Liolam al yisaper adam betavasa shel chaveiro. A person shouldn't speak too nicely, too kindly about his friend. Shemitok tavasa bali de raso. Because on account of speaking kindly about his friend, he's going to speak ill about his friend also. So Rashi has two interpretations here. Number one is bali de raso shekishahu misaper betavasa yoser midai. One interpretation is because when he speaks so in a, such a flowering way about his friend, who atzma omer chutz mimida razu shebo, he himself, the speaker himself, is going to be compelled to qualify his words and say, yeah, such and such is a great guy, except he also has this this mida which is not so hot. Or, says Rashi, o acherim shomrim shezu mishabcha v'yomrim halo midas kach v'kach haya biyado. Or it's not the speaker himself who's going to qualify his words, but the listener is going to say, oh, you think this guy is such a great guy? Nah, you should know that he did such and such, or he has this mida, he's not such a great guy. And basically, they're motivated to say that because they hear you praising him excessively. So better not to praise excessively, because excessive praise leads inevitably to disparagement. Ika Damri, others say, Damri Ravdimi Achvad Rav Safra, Chalash, he took ill, all Rav Safra Lishulibe. So Rav Safra went to visit his his brother. So Amri Luhu Tesili, so he said, you know, I have it coming to me, Dekaimi kol di amar rabbanan. Tesili means I'm a great guy and I deserve a lot of reward because I fulfilled every edict of the rabbis. So Amarle, hami mikamti liolam al yisapar adam betavasa shal chaveiro shemitok tavasa boli degnuso. Really? You fulfilled every decree of the rabbis? Were you even so particular to never speak good of your friend because lest somebody come to speak ill of your friend? You're such a tzaddik that you did even that. So says the Gemara, Samarlu lo shmi'ali, oh taka, that halacha I didn't comply with because I never heard of it. V'yavishmi'ali kiyamtia. However, had I heard about it, I would have complied with it because my track record is that if the chachamim said anything, I complied with what the chachamim said. Rabbi Nayona explains that this is affiliated with a concept, associated with a concept of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mitzarif machshava tova lamaisa. In other words, even though lamaisa he didn't fulfill it because he never heard the halacha, he was miskave that had he heard about it, he would have fulfilled it. So he already got some credit for fulfilling it. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Al Shivat Varam Negoim Boim. The Negoim, Saraz, comes for seven Averos. Al Lashon Hara, for Lashon Hara, Shvichas Domim, murder, Val Shvu Eshav, a false oath, Val Gili Arroyos, for adultery, Val Gassas Aruach, for arrogance, Val Agezel, for theft, Val Tzaras Ayin, and for stinginess. How do we know all this? So we're going to start off with a Lima that we already had yesterday. Al Lashon Hara, how do we know Saraz comes for Lashon Hara, Dichsev, Melashni Besesereyu, Osoats Mis? We talk in the Pasuk about Melashni Besesereyu. We're talking about somebody who speaks ill of his friend, and it says, Oso Atzmis, and we saw yesterday the Gemara and Rashi made the connection. Atzmis is from the Lashon of Tzmisus, which is touched up as Chalutin, and Chalutin reminds us of the Metzora Mukhlat. And so from there we know that a person who speaks Lashon Hara ultimately gets Tzaras. Al Shvichas Damim, also for murder, Dechsev Al Yichros Mi Beis Yoav Zav Umetzora. It says that when David heard that Yoav killed Avner, he was saying that they will never end from the Beis Yoav Zav Umetzora, and he's getting tzaras because he killed Avner. V'yal Shvua Shav and for Shvua Shav, Dechsiv Vayomer Naaman Hoel Kachki Karim, go swear. Dechsiv Vitzaras Naaman Tidbak, and then it says that Naaman had tzaras because he swore falsely. Val Gili Arayas Dechsiv Vayinga Hashem as Paro, when Paro tried to take Sarah from Avram and sleep with her, Hakadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that Paro got tzaras Negoim. Val Gatz Tzaruach and Angatz Tzaruach Dechsiv V'chazkaso Gavoa Libo. Ad lahashchis vayimol b'Hashem elokav fatzaras zorcha b'mitzcho. It talks about a guy who's arrogant, and then it says tzaras v'yala gezel, and for theft tchsev v'siva koin ufinu asabayis, that the koin commands him and he has to clear out his whole house. This is by somebody who has nige batim tana, and we learn why does he have to clear his whole house? Who konis mamon shena shalo yavo koin v'yifzer mamono that v'yifazer mamono, and we say that the reason that this guy has tzaras in his house is because he was harboring stolen goods in his house. Therefore, the Kohen is going to come, and in order to clear the house from the Negat Saras, he's going to have to clear out everything in his house, and he's going to have to expose all that which he received through ill-gotten gains. And now says the Gemara Vayter, Satana, who konis mamona sheinu shelo, yaveh kohen v'yifazer mamona v'altzara sa'ayin. And for stinginess, dechsiv uva asher lo habayis. Again, by tzaras, by nigei batim, it says uva asher lo habayis. And what does this mean? V'tana debei Rabbi Shmuel, mi shemeyuchad beiso lo. Somebody who reserves his house for him. And Rashi explains that means that klei tashmisho shloish ilum lacherem. He's always unwilling to lend them out. That is the type of stingy person who is afflicted by nigei batim, who is afflicted by tzaras of the house. Says the Gemara, Eini, it's not so. Ve'amar Rav Anani bar Soson, lama nispecha parshas bigdei kahuna laparshas kabonos. Why is the parsha bigdei kahuna next to the parsha of karbonos? Lama lecha ma karbonos mechaprim af bigdei kahuna mechaprim. To teach us that just like the karbonos are mechaper, so too the bigdei kahuna are mechaper. So what we're going to see is, and we're going to go through how the bigdei kahuna are mechaper for various averos, but what we just said is that there is no kapara for lashon hara, for example, and that's why somebody who says lashon hara gets saras. But now we're going to see that the bigdei kahuna is mechaper for lashon hara. So if the bigdei kahuna is mechaper for lashon hara, why does the baal lashon hara necessarily get saras? The bigdei kahuna should be mechaper for him. There is a machlokes in Achronim whether, when we say that the bigdei kahuna is mechaper, whether it means the bigdei kahuna is always mechaper, whether or not the kohen is wearing that particular beged at the time, or if it's only mechaper when the kohen is wearing the beged. If you do the avera when the kohen is wearing the beged. All right, but regardless, we see that there were certain averos for which the bigdei kahuna are mechaper. So says the Gemara now as follows. So it's the line before they get medium size. So ketones mechaper mechaperes al shvichas damim. The ketones is mechaper on shvichas damim. Dichsev vayit plus a ketones badam. Because by the mechiras Yosef, it says they dipped his ketones in dam and they were trying to simulate a death. Therefore, we see the ketones is mechaper for death, for murder. Mechnasayim mechaper magila arayos. The mechnasayim, the pants are mechaper for gilei arayos. Dichsev yasalem mechnasay bad lachasos pesah. Erva, that there's a reference in the pasuk to mechnasayim and erva. Mitznefes mechaperes al gasei aruach. The mitznefes, the hat, is mechaper on arrogance. Kid the Rabbi Chanina, the Amar Rabbi Chanina, yavo davar shebegova v'yechaper al ma'ase gova. That something which is on top of the coin's head should be mechaper on haughtiness of the head, on his arrogance. Avnet mechaperes al hirur alev. The avnet, the belt, is mechaper on hirur alev, ahecha de isa, because the avnet was worn right under the armpits, around the heart, and therefore the avnet is mechaper on thoughts of the heart, on hirur alev. Choshen mechaper al adinim. The choshen is mechaper on errors in din, dechsev yasisa choshen mishpat. It's called choshen mishpat. Eifod mechaper al avodah zarah. The eifod is mechaper al avodah zarah, dechsev ein eifod utrafim. That there's a trafim is an avodah zarah, and there's a reference in the pasuk where we juxtapose the words eifod and trafim. Therefore, the eifod is mechaper on avodah zarah. Meil mechaper al lashon hara. The meil is mechaper on lashon hara, because Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu yavar davar shabakol v'yechaper al ma'isa kol. Something which makes noise, because the me'il had the pamon v'rimon hanging from the bottom. It would have the bells with the clappers, and it would make noise whenever the kohen gadol would enter. So would enter a room, everybody would know, because the me'il would be making noise. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that which makes noise should be mechaper on. Should be mechaper on the avera of noise, which is the avera of speech of lashon hara. So says the Gemara and finishes up. Tzitz mechaper al ma'isa azepanim, and the tzitz is mechaper on azuspanim, on brazenness. Ksevach avaya meitzach al avaya al meitzach aron, because it says about the tzitz, it is on Aaron's forehead. Uksevasam umeitzach isha zona haya lecha, and we talk about meitzach isha zona, brazenness. So says the Gemara, so basically the Kasha is, as we said, how could you tell me that if a person speaks Lashon Hara, he gets Tzaras? We see that the Big Day Kahuna is Mechaper on Lashon Hara, so why is he getting Tzaras? Says the Gemara, Lo Kasha, there's no Stira. Hoda Hanu Maisav. One, in one situation, we're talking about Ahanu Maisav, where his words are effective. And what does it mean, his words are effective? What it means is, Sheneskotetu al Yado, says Rashi, that his Lashon Hara actually caused people to get into a fight. And ha delo anu maisav. And over here is where his words were not effective. So his words didn't cause strife among people. So ianu maisav, if his words were effective and he actually caused a fight between people because of the lashon hara that he spoke, asu negam aleh, then he's going to get saras. Ilo anu maisav mil mechaper. If he is not effective in his words and causing strife among people, then the meil's mechaper, then he doesn't need to get saras. That Rashi that we started reading, we should go back and read it inside, because he raises an interesting issue. So if you notice, we said that saras befalls a person for a whole number of averas, including lashon hara, but also including shpichas damim, for example, and gilui arayos. And then we said that the Big Day Kahuna are mechaper on a whole bunch of averos, including lashon hara, shvichas damim, and gilui arayos. So Rashi's bothered. Why is the Gemara's question only from lashon hara and not from gilui arayos and shvichas damim, for example? So Rashi says over here, v'kasha amayla mosav le'mishvichas damim v'gilui arayos. Why don't we ask the same kasha from Shvichas Damim and Gilui Arayos to Kamar Le'el Negoim Ba'am Aleim? Because earlier in the Gemara, we just said that you get Saras for them, V'alchatani, the Big Day Kuna Mechaprim. And over here now, we're saying that the Big Day Kuna are Mechaper. So Tritz, so you should answer, Da'adatani, Big Day Kuna Mechaprim, because it's possible to understand that when we say here in the Gemara that the Big Day Kuna are Mechaper, Lav Alea Didei, we don't mean that the Big Day Kuna are Mechaper on the guy who did the Shvichas Damim, or the guy who did the Gilei Arayos, Elo ala cherem shal yodo ne'anoshim. Rather, the Big Day Kahuna are mechaper on others who may have been punished on account of the perpetrator's actions. The Beshvichas Damim ksev ki adam hu yachnif. Because Beshvichas Damim, everybody in the city has a little bit of culpability. Uve Gilei Arayos ksev atetame ha'aretz ve'efko davona. And also by Gilei Arayos, the Torah talks about how the whole earth becomes tamei. So avo lashon hara lo ashkachan demianish be'achirim. However, by lashon hara, the only guy who gets punished is the person who speaks lashon hara. So whereas by Gilei Arayos and Shvichas Damim, we could say, oh, the big dekunim is mechaper on everybody else, the perpetrator himself needs saras. By lashon hara, there is no everybody else who gets punished. It's only the perpetrator. So, or perpetrators, it's the guy who speaks and the guy who listens, etc., etc. But that's why we ask the kasha dafka from lashon hara. Why do we need saras if the big day kuna merchaper? And that's why the Gemara answered. Depends whether lashon hara was effective. If it was effective in causing dispute and machlokas, then you get saras. If not, then the big day kuna are mechaper. Now says the Gemara Vayter, second to last medium sized line. V'yomer Rav Simon, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Shnei Dvorim Lo Matzino, and Karbonos Kapara. There were two things where we don't find the Karbonos being mechaper. So two things we don't find the Karbonos being mechaper, but Davar Acher Matzino Lam Kapara. But we find the Kapara through something else, shvichas damim v'lashon hara, shvichas damim be'egla rufa. So shvichas damim, we find the kapara by egla rufa, v'lashon hara b'ktores, and the ktores is mechaper on lashon hara. Titania, Rabbi Chanina, Lamanu, Lektorah Shemachaperes. We know that Torah is Mechaper. Dechsev Vayiten is Lektorah Vayichaper Al Ha'am. Because we see that the word kapara is mentioned with the ketores. Petana debate Rabbi Shmuel amak toras mechaperes. On what is the ketores mechaper? It's al lashon hara. Samar Hakadosh Baruch Hu yavo davar shebechashoy, something that is done in private, the maisa ketores on Yom Kippur, v'yichaper al maisa chashoy, and shevi mechaper on something that is said privately, the lashon hara that's whispered from one person to the next. So kasha shvichas damim mashvichas damim kasha lashon hara lashon hara. So this is Akasha, because we said earlier that the big thing, hu na merchaper for Lashon Hara and Shvichas Damim. Now you're telling me we don't find any kapara except for Egla Rufa for Shvichas Damim and the Ktores for Lashon Hara. So we have two things that are merchaper for both of these averas. So what are you talking about? So says the Gemara. So Lashon Hara, so Shvichas Damim, Shvichas Damim lo Kasha. Shvichas Damim and Shvichas Damim is not a Kasha. Hada yada manda katle, hada lo yada manda katle. One is where we know who killed him, and one is where we don't know who killed him. So in other words, when we don't know who killed him, that's when the Egla Rufa is mechaper. However, when we know who the murderer was, then the Big Day Kahuna is going to be mechaper. Says the Gemara, if we know where the murderer was, the Big Day Kahuna is not mechaper. If we know who the murderer was, then this guy gets the death penalty. So the Yada Manda Katle Bar Ktolahu, he has to be put to death. So we're talking about B'mezid of Loas Rubei. Oh, we're talking where he killed B'mezid, but he didn't get the Asra, so we can't put him to death. In that case, the Big Day Kuna is going to be Mechaper. Lashnara, Lashnara, Lo Kasha. Also, Lashnara and Lashnara is not a Kasha. Why? Because Habitzina, Habifarhesia. One is Bitzina, one is Bifarhesia. In other words, when you say Lashnara, Bifarhesia, then the Me'il is Mechaper, because the Me'il is the one that makes the noise. When you say Lashnara, Bitzina, then the Ktoris is Mechaper, because the Ktoris is a thing that's brought in private, so it's Mechaper on private Avera. Boy, minei Rav Shmuel Bar Nadav me Rabbi Chanina. So Rav Shmuel Bar Nadav said to Rabbi Chanina, "V'emri le Rav Shmuel Bar Nadav chasnei the Rabbi Chanina, Rav Chanina." Some say it was the son-in-law in the name of Rav Chanina. V'emri le Rav Shua ben Levi. Some say it was in the name of Rav Shua ben Levi. Good. Manishtanim etzora shamra Torah badad yeshay michutz l'machaneh moshavo. Why by a etzora does he have to be sent out of all three machanos? That's a very, very profound punishment, that he has to be isolated. He's in solitary confinement. Says the Gemara, because who hevdil bein ish l'ishto? He separated man and wife. Why? Because who gets saras? The guy who speaks Lashon Hara gets saras. The guy spoke Lashon Hara and caused strife in a household, because he spoke Lashon Hara about a man or a woman, and that caused a big fight between the husband and the wife. So he's separating people who have relationships, and therefore, Beinish L'Re'eyu L'Ficha Chamra Torah Badad Yeshev. He's causing strife between husband and wife, between friends, therefore he has to sit totally alone. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, Manishtana Mitzora, Shamra Torah Yavi Shteitzi Parim L'Tah Raso. Why does the Torah say that by a Mitzora, he has to bring a korban, including two birds? Samar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Huos a Maisa Potit, he did a Maisa of chattering again, because the guy got saras, because he spoke Lashon Hara, so he was chattering, L'Ficha Chamra Torah Yavi Korban Potit. Therefore, the Torah says he has to bring a korban that chatters. In other words, he has to bring a korban made out of birds, which are always chirping. The Marsha asks that we see that a zava and a zav also bring a korban of two tziparim, and the zav and the zava aren't averus of chatter. They're not averus at all. It's just a biological fact that they become a zav or a zava. So says the Marsha, no, the point is the Mitzora brings other korbanos. He's bringing in asham, and then he's bringing a whole bunch of korbanos, but he's also bringing the tziparim. Why are the tziparim integral to his Tara process? The answer is to symbolize the chattering. And then the Marsha further explains, and there were two birds, because it's to underscore the idea that mavas v'chayim biyad aloshon, that a person is afflicted with saras because of the bad words that he spoke, and also because of the good words that he didn't speak. So in other words, if the guy wasn't so busy saying Lashon Hara, maybe he would have had time to learn Torah. So therefore, one of the birds is put to death. That symbolizes the very destructive capacity of words. one of the birds is let go and is let to live, that symbolizes the constructive capacity of speech if you use it in a good way and if you learn Torah. Says the Gemara in Avaiter. Now we're going to start to learn Tochacha. We're obviously not going to make it all the way through the daf, but we'll get as far as we can. So Tana Rabbanan, lo sisnes achicha bil vavecha. It says you should not hate your friend in your heart. So says the Gemara, yachal lo yakenu, lo yisterenu v'lo yikalkalenu. I might think that means is that you shouldn't strike your friend, you shouldn't slap your friend, you shouldn't curse your friend. Tamalomar bil vavecha. So that's why it says bil vavecha, and what we say is sina shebelev. So that means that you should even try to avoid sinna shebelev, stimulating a feeling of hatred. So shebelev akosam edaber. So minayin la roa b'chaveiro davar maguna shechayev lochicho. All right, so that means that you shouldn't try, or you shouldn't act in a way that's going to cause other people to hate you. So if you're not supposed to act in a way that's going to cause other people to hate you, I might think, well, maybe if I see somebody doing an Aveira, I shouldn't rebuke the person, because if I'm going to give the person rebuke, he's not going to like me. So says the Gemara, minayin l'ro b'chaveiro dover maguna shechayev lochicho. How do I know that nevertheless, if you see your friend doing something that's bad, then you have to give him tochacha? Shenemar ocheach tochiach. So that it says hokeach tochiach. So there's a double lashon to teach me the affirmative responsibility of giving tochacha. Hochicha v'lo kibol minayin. What if you gave the guy ochacha and he wasn't mekabel? So do you minayin sheyachzer v'yochichenu? How do you know that you have to keep trying to give the tochacha? Tamalomar tochiach mikol makom, because it says tochiach mikol makom, that you have to try again and again to prevent him from doing the avera. Yochol afilu mishtanim panav. I might think that you should give him tochacha to the point where you're going to embarrass him. Tamalomar losisa lavchet. No, says the Gemara, it says losisa lavchet, meaning you shouldn't incur an avera on his account. In other words, yes, you have to give him tochacha and try to prevent him from doing the averas, but don't do it in a way that's going to cause him to hate you. Tanya, Amar Rav Tarfon, Tama ani em yesh bedor azeh shemekabel tochacha. I'm amazed if there's anybody in our generation who's able to be mekabel tochacha, because im Amar lo tol kiseh mibein enecha, if you tell somebody, take the splinter out from between your eyes, meaning don't do a minor avera, Amar lo tol korah mibein enecha. The response will be immediately, oh, you're telling me to take the splinter from in between my eyes? Take the beam out from in between your eyes. Meaning, if you tell somebody you're doing a small avera, stop, they'll turn around and say to you, you're a big avarian, so you stop what you're doing, then I'll stop what I'm doing. And Rashi explains, everybody in his generation were over avera, so there was nobody who had the stature necessary to give proper tochacha. Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Temeini im yesh bedor azeh sheyodei al leochiach. Forget about accepting tochacha. I'm amazed if there's anybody in this generation who knows how to give tochacha. V'yamar Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, and says Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says there were many times that Akiva was rebuked. Rabbi Akiva was rebuked because of me. Shayisi kovel alav lefnei Rabbi Gamliel, because I used to complain to Rabbi Gamliel about Rabbi Akiva. The kol shkein shosafti bo ava. But nevertheless, still I engendered such feelings of love and warmth from Rabbi Akiva. L'kaya mashenemer al tocheach leitz. You have to know who to give tochacha to. Don't give rebuke to a leitz, to a joker, because he's going to hate you. Give tochacha to a chacham, he'll wind up loving you for giving him the tochacha. So, boy minei, Rav Yehuda b'rei Rav Shimon. Tochacha l'shma, v'anava shelo l'shma. So if you have tochacha l'shma and anava shelo l'shma. So what's anava shelo l'shma? So the Gemara is going to ask, Haminayu Adifa, which one of those is better? But tochacha l'shma is obviously if you're rebuking your friend l'shem shamayim. That's simple. Anava shelo l'shma, Rashi says, she'osa atzma anav, she'na rotza lo chicho, v'yoso anava shelo l'shem shamayimu, ela shelo yisnenu. In other words, the anava means you're being very humble. You don't want to insert yourself into the situation. But the reason that you don't want to inject yourself in the situation is not because you're such a great anav. It's not like you're Moshe Rabbeinu. Because you don't want to get involved. You don't want him to hate you. That's called an anava shelo lishma. So haimin ayu adifa. So which is better? Some are lay, v'lo modis da anava lishma adifa. Don't you say that, don't you admit that anava lishma would be the best? D'yomar mar, anava gdola mikulam. So anava is the best of all of them. Shelo lishma nami adifa. Therefore, anava shelo lishma is also good. Why? D'yomar rav yuda, amar rav, liolam yasa, kodem ator rav mitzvahs, afal pi shelo lishma, shemitok shelo lishma, balishma. Because from the fact that you start doing it, shelo lishma, ultimately you're going to come to do it lishma. Therefore, anava, sort of separating yourself and not injecting yourself, even if it's shelo lishma, is admirable, because mistama, once you do it shelo lishma, you're also going to come to do it lishma. All right, let's stop here. We'll pick up. We're short of the daf, but tomorrow's a shorter a little bit, so we'll pick up from Echidami tomorrow.